Good morning. It's 5:55, and I've got a gentleman on the phone line that everybody seems to know here in central Wisconsin. Carl Klepotic, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, TK?
I'm doing real well, and we've got you on the air live because this is a big day for you, isn't it?
Well, it is. This is my last day of doing weather reports for a bunch of radio stations. I started back in 1980. So it's been 43 years, and retiring after today.
Well, good for you. That is so neat. Did you figure this day, or did you expect this day to come? Well, sometime, but I mean, like, today?
I thought about it for a while, last couple of years, and the timing is right, and it's just time for me to have some fun with the grandkids and do some more fishing and hunting and golfing and things like that.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you on Facebook last night where you were sitting by the fire. You look like you're pretty happy.
Who put that on there?
I don't know.
I imagine my wife.
I would think so. I would think so. I bet you've got a lot of people calling you today, huh?
I've got a few, yes. And I certainly want to thank you and the radio station for allowing me to be a part of the programming all these years. And, of course, to our listeners, wonderful folks who I run into from time to time. And you never know who's on that other end listening to you, but when they comment and make some nice comments about you and the weather and the forecast, how you do a decent job, it really hits home, and I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, I know we had, several people comment about your forecast, and they really appreciate the fishing updates, the best times to go fishing and stuff, too.
Well, a lot of people do love those, absolutely. Now, I always say the best time to go fishing, TK, is when you actually have a chance to go. Just go. Who cares if it's a major or minor, right?
Yeah, no kidding. That's just like, you know, like you mentioned, if you want to go golfing, the best time to go golfing is just go. Anytime is the best time.
And when the weather's good for golfing, for sure.
Good point, good point. So you said you're just going to get some big plans. Are you taking any trips, or is it just with the grandkids and sticking around?
Not taking any trips. We'll be out and about, mostly, having some fun on the water, I think. We do some cross-country skiing and snowshoeing in the winter, so we like to be outdoors, my wife and I, and we take care of the grandkids on Monday, every Monday, and we see them on a regular basis because they don't live too far away. So not planning any big trips at this point, but we'll see. Maybe next year I'll be bopping around the country a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you ever get bored and you want to come back and do this again, just give us a call here, okay?
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. And we appreciate everything you've done. And, you know, the some people don't realize you get up early every morning to cut all the forecasts. And I remember times you'd be calling or be waiting for the forecast because you want to make sure it's right and on spot. And you're waiting until the last minute before you record those things.
Yeah, sometimes I do wait for the last minute because I have to look at so much stuff. But you're right, I won't miss those days where I have to wake up at 3 o'clock. I've kind of switched it around. I kind of edge towards 3:30 now when my wake-up time is. So I won't miss getting up early in the morning, but I'll miss a lot of other aspects of what I do and the people I work with, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. You've done such a great job, and good luck in your retirement. And I know you'll enjoy it because you'll be outside all the time.
Yep, thanks.
Yeah. Now, can you give us a quick rundown on our forecast?
It's pretty straightforward here, TK. Rain and wind today and tonight, and then tomorrow maybe a few rain showers yet still lingering in the morning, but those should be fairly light. And then the rest of the weekend, I think, for the most part, is dry. It's just kind of breezy and cool. Highs only in the upper 40s today, near 50 tomorrow on Sunday. Generally lows near 40. Next week, high pressure builds in, so hopefully things are kind of quiet and winds are light, and we can be doing stuff outdoors again, and farmers can once again resume harvesting next week.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and good luck and congratulations on your retirement, and stay in touch.
Yeah, will do. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Carl. And that is Carl Klepotic, our ag meteorologist and retiring. Congratulations, Carl. And we'll miss you. B1049.